Inspiration was Larry Campbell. That's Larry Campbell, Campbell, Campbell. Their birth is 7/17/57. Date of visit is 2/21/24. Please make a copy for Andrew Dill, M.D. That is D-I-L-L, Andrew Dill, D-I-L-L, D as in David. The okay, next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, this is present illness. This is a this is a 66-year-old male who has had a history for COPD and a history for obstructive sleep apnea. Has had a long history of long-standing history of exposure to asbestos, and has been experiencing cough and wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion. The patient had a chest x-ray done on 12/7/23. Which shows no acute abnormality. He has no fevers, night sweats, chills. And he does have and has had no significant leg swelling. A chest CT was done in October of 2021, which showed elevation of the right hemidiaphragm with mild atelectasis and a 5 mm non-calcified pulmonary nodule in the minor fissure, which was previously present, and a 5 mm non-calcified lung nodule in the lingula, unchanged. There was also a small hiatal hernia. Next paragraph. The patient has no chest pains, but has some cough and wheezing. Next, paragraph, past history includes history of lumbar disc disease with lumbar surgery, times two. He also had a left knee replacement. And has had several minor accidents with chainsaw injury to his chest wall, left leg laceration, and a crushed left thumb, as well as a fractured right big toe. Next paragraph, habits: the patient never smoked, but was exposed to secondhand smoke. And he worked in landscaping and construction, and has had had asbestos exposure. No history of alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of melanoma. Mother died of CVA and heart disease. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. System of youth, patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has sleep apnea. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And he has shortness of breath, denies abdominal pains, but has heartburn. He has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and calf muscle pains. No depression or anxiety. He has no easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches. He has no headaches, seizures, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, medalist included omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Brio Ellipta 200 by 25 micrograms 2 puffs, 200 by 25 micrograms 1 puff a day, and propranolol 60 milligrams daily, metoprolol. Celebrex 200 milligrams PID. Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily. Spiriva SVMAT 1 puff a day. Telmisartan 80 milligrams daily. Primidone 50 milligrams daily. Aspirin 1 daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams a chest. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately obese elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse 72, respiration 20, tension 97.5, weight is 240 pounds, saturation 93. HE and Vietnam phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, distant breath sounds with scattered wheezes in the upper chest with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence, irregular as well as S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. There are mild varicosities. Peripheral pulses are slightly diminished. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is CHF. And number 3 is chronic bronchitis. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is history of asbestos exposure. Number 6 is chronic back pain. And number 7 is peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete PFT. Also advised to continue with Brio Ellipta 200 micrograms 1 puff a day and continue with Spiriva 2 puffs daily. She will I'm sorry, he will use an albuterol inhaler to pass PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? Number 8 is lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Please mention lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Andrew Dill, D-I-L-L, D as in David. Andrew Dill, M-D, D-L-L.